We've been discussing the Lindsay Clancy murder trial. She's on trial for murdering her three children, all under the age of five. A lot of postpartum psychosis information is coming out about it, and testimony and defense. Now, Lisa, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. What are your thoughts on these?
Here's what kills all the conspiracy theories. They know the time of death of these kids, and he's on video cameras
right.
all over town at that time. So, that, you know, far away from the house. So and he was, you know, 15 miles away at the, you know, at the pharmacy and getting the food and, you know, that she asked him to go get. And that's pretty well documented.
And he's,
too.
And yeah, so, he's not out with a yeah. mistress. He's not out with the boys.
Right.
He's
so y'all,
out getting things for the family.
Confirming my thought.
You know, why
that?
Does this have to be that?
Because everybody piled on.
In this case, nobody wins.
Yes, you did.
No, I said, Jason, you have to admit, until you experience something, and it's common for people to not fully understand, like you're kind of like, what?
Yeah, you're like, oh, whatever, you killed your kids. What? There's so much more to it. There's
is,
so much
but
more.
You got to remember, Carol's like leaning on the Lisa Lanier side, and the motive that she told me was different, and I just had to pull it out of her.
The one good thing, y'all, that's going to come out of this is I think we are having a huge awareness raising about postpartum and postpartum psychosis, and I think mental health professionals all over the country are going to take this more seriously now. And there are two civil lawsuits that have been filed. Patrick filed a civil lawsuit against the doctor, the young doctor that had only been out of her residency for 1 month was treating her. So she and her practice have been sued by Patrick. And then he sued the practice itself as well. And then Lindsay has sued 11 healthcare providers who saw her during this time. And so there are two medical malpractice lawsuits going on at the same time out of this. And this is where mental health professionals really, you know, like the young woman that testified, I mean, she was pitiful, I thought, because she just, you know, like the defense attorney just tore her apart. And some people thought he crossed the line and he was too hard on her, but she was terrible. And that's who this absolute newbie, you know, doctor who'd been practicing out of residency for 1 month and who he showed, the defense attorney showed, she was not even familiar with the test that you give people for postpartum psychosis, she had never even heard of it.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there is a little bit of onus sometimes on the patient. Like you like I'll look sometimes when I've looked for therapists or different things or where it's like, oh, the doctor's 24. I can say, no, thanks.
Well, no, but I don't think, Jared, in this 26. Case, that I do think you have to advocate for your own health 100%.
And I say, what's your
experience? Yes, however, this woman is in the mix
I know.
A postpartum psychosis episode. But then she has reached out, and because it has been so well documented, I don't think there's any room for anybody to say she didn't do what she was supposed to be doing.
No, I'm not saying that.
At all.
But I'm saying,
the system failed
her. To
sue
a person that's newly out because of experience, but you also went to the person that did not have experience.
She I don't know if she had a choice of who she saw in that practice.
Okay.
And that young doctor testified that she was required to apply these standard tests that practice required, and that was why she didn't know about the postpartum test and why it wasn't applied. Was it that this practice has its own sort of standard testing it does, and that she was following her protocol of her practice. So her practice has been sued as well.
But there's a bigger thing. Sorry, Lisa, real quick. Lindsay Clancy murder trial we're talking about, but official attorney Lisa Lanier and Jason's wife Carol's on the phone. I thought medical records were shared. There's no reason for her to be on 30 different medications. That's a failing of the system.
Yes.
And then I do know, I don't, if we're all these people psychiatrists, because I do know there's some psychiatrists, and even Dr. Drew has said, as a celebrity doctor, but as a doctor said that, medical doctors or general practitioners should not be, in his opinion, prescribing. He said, I used to do it. These heavy antipsychotic medications, because they're really not trained to do so. And so,
no, and she was on 30 of them.
Yeah.
And
there's no
and
way.
During the time that newish doctor was helping her, she called the suicide hotline twice. And this doctor did not elicit that from her. And as the defense attorney, Kevin Reddington, said to her, you're a box checker. Like, you just go down a little list, you check off these boxes, and you don't really listen to the patient. And, I mean, he really made her look bad.
But 30 different medications could make you go crazy.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, it's not great.
Well, that's part of it. She was on 30 different medications, and one of the doctors testified that the medication was changed, and the doctor told Lindsay to tell her other doctor. Tell your other doctor that I've changed
medication. Yeah, like, thanks.
That's where
that's not, you can't do that, because the patient can't be relied upon, especially if they're psychotic and, you know.
Even if you're not, I wouldn't know. Yeah. If my doctor says take it, I take it.
How many times do you not follow up with a doctor, you know?
Right.
Or to your point earlier, Jared, about the onus of finding out who you're going to. How many times have you called the doctor and they're like, oh, so-and-so can see you today? Great, I'll be there at 11.
They usually you go ask where you go.
No, I'm not blaming her, but I'm just saying I don't want to be... Like, we got to have a little bit
of responsibility. But there's also, yes, responsibility.
She's like totally innocent.
I do not think that. I told you from the very beginning, she has admitted herself saying, I killed my children. What I'm saying is that she has been failed by everybody around her. Every single person, including the suicide hotline, where they said, well, you don't qualify for any sort of inpatient treatment because you didn't say that you knew how you were going to kill yourself.
Yeah, which is
crazy. Denied her when she called the suicide hotline.
She was trying. Well, and the thing is, and I do feel bad for the kids went through a horror and didn't get to live their life. That's the number one thing. The mother will live with the grief forever and other family members. The husband is being raked over the coals as maybe he was a cheater, which is not true. Everything he had seen is that she's an excellent mother. So, and then the mother saying, can you go grab medicine for our family and some food? He's not out doing crazy things. And then he has to live with that. What if I would have stayed? What if I would have done more?
So there are no winners.
Like you said, there's no winners. But when you start to break it down, it's just really,
if anything,
really.
You should also feel bad for him.
Sure.
No, you shouldn't feel bad for him. And I also, 100%. My question is, right. I'm upset. Let me ask you one more question. Could she sue the husband? Because I feel like, as a wife, I would want to sue him. I feel like he's partly at fault because he did not help her and he did not stand by her side, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, she really can't sue him because he didn't have the kind of legal duty that the doctor had for the standard of care and that sort of thing. I guess she could sue him under some kind of general negligence claim, but I don't think that's really, I think he used poor judgment, but I don't necessarily think it rises to that level of the kind of culpability that the medical professionals had, who should have understood what was going on with her and should have elicited. If you've got a patient that has called the suicide hotline like twice within the time that they're treating with you and you don't even have a clue about that, it really makes me wonder, what in the world are you asking them? What in the world are you talking to them about?
Mm-hmm. Especially if they're bringing up the intrusive thoughts.
Agreed.
There is a winner, and that's future people. If we can get a broader discussion about postpartum, about doctors, maybe doctor care, maybe doctors are overworked. So they do checkbox people where there's not really care.
And education about it.
They're like, I got to get to my next, they're not being rude, but it's their job. And just like everyone's job, you just kind of go through the motions, check, where they can be more attentive to the patient.
Yes,
so.
Because I think that what happens is, yes, everybody is up in arms when something horrific happens like this. But then what happens, it's once it's all over and the dust settles, then it's like, oh, you just had a kid. It's your hormones. Get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to change.
That has to.
And I do think she's in all likelihood going to be convicted. I don't think, even though we've all had this very, wonderful conversation about what we're seeing here about postpartum psychosis, the fact of the matter is Massachusetts jurors have had 41 trials on this kind of an issue with this defense, and only 5 times have they allowed this defense to win. And they particularly don't like this defense when it is a mother who has killed her children. So she, like Jason Goodman said earlier, I don't get it. And that is, there's no harm meant when you say that. You're being legit. And that's how jurors are going to feel as well. And that's a problem for her.
Okay.
Wow, yeah.
Lisa, what a masterful way of going through this very difficult and layered discussion. We appreciate you. If you're injured on the job, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com. Carol, anything you want to say before
you
go?
I'll accept your apology.
Mm-mm.
I'm not apologizing for anything because I'm still, I feel for that mother so much, and I just feel so sad for her, and I just feel like her
husband
failed her.
You feel bad for
her,
the husband?
No, I don't, because I feel like she was calling out for help, and that's his job as her husband to stand in. Like, we take on so much as mothers, as the emotional part. We birth the children, we take on so much, and I feel like the husband failed his wife. I really do.
Okay, but did you not hear Lisa Lanier? Did you not hear Lisa Lanier?
I heard her.
She's entitled to her opinion.
Okay, she's not an attorney. Lisa Lanier is.
Jason.
Okay, well, I'm not going on an attorney. I'm going on a mother standpoint, a wife, like how I would want my husband to treat me if I was saying I was going to kill the kids. I hope you wouldn't leave me at home by myself.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Okay. Carol, if ever you want to just talk, you can call me.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, I mean, you know what? I get it. I get it, Carol.
I feel sorry I disagree with Carol in this point. I feel sorry for the husband, too. He lost his
kid.
He's lost his wife forever.
And based upon what the doctors did, he thought, okay, well, this is the doctors. This is what they're saying.
I'm going to the store to get medicine for my family.
Okay.
Okay, but did you not just hear, Lisa say that he was pushed back with the bipolar part of it when the doctor was saying that she needed medical help? He was pushed back on that. He didn't agree with it.
And he did get it
for
her.
So he's not a doctor.
Right, he did
push for her. And he did not take the advice of the doctor. He did not take the advice of the doctor.
No, Carol is right in that. Carol is right in the fact
that Lisa Lanier said
he did not like the fact that she was diagnosed with bipolar.
Right.
So he just didn't take that part seriously. That was directly from Lisa Lanier.
He was getting medical help, and he thought, well, the doctors are saying this, so she must be okay.
But he wasn't taking some of it seriously.
But he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can continue this conversation because there will be more to the case.
Yes.
Carol, appreciate you
and
calling
when I get
in.
Home, I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you will be. You'll hear about it all the time.
Good. Really drive it home, Carol.
Let's go back to watching Summer House.
All right.
Okay.
All right. That might be better for everybody. You got to get a break when things are heavy.